back, and it turns out that we are that Ryan is at a specific conference and he's not able to be available. So we're going to open up open lines on any topic, and I'm going to start off with dealing with some of the other issues that are popping up all over the place. One of the my favorite places to go is to look at Drudge Report, and also bring on my other cohort. Tim Alexander may bring him on early. I think, Dan, we may want to do that. Let's bring him on early and see if we can also track down our Fukushima expert, Chris Harris, because we haven't had him on for a few weeks. He's been working in the nuclear navy. That's not his real name. His name is other than Chris Harris, because he's one of about 40 NRC nuclear safety experts that are contracted all over the world from KEPCO in Korea to elsewhere. And he's working lately in the nuclear navy, so he's a busy guy. So let's see if we can get Tim on early. Your question on any topic, the simple rules are, number one, make your question very succinct. Make your statements very succinct and direct as to what your bullet points are. And no ad hominem attacks or curse words or anything like that. And we'll have a wonderful time getting answers to your questions. And I put this challenge out that I can provide an answer or a framework to find an answer to any problem in any issue in any area on the planet instantly if you raise it. So in other words, if I don't have an answer, I'll tell you how we will together find an answer to specific issues. It looks like they're trying to warm up to the idea that Biden is trying to run as the replacement for Hillary if she gets taken out. And it looks also that they've taken out Dilma Rousseff of in Brazil. So that's happening there, which is a color revolution. It's, again, an attack. Of course, the Drudge Report is hitting a traffic record. I guess they had hit a billion. Thanks a billion, they have at the top of their issue. One of the other things that, let's see, trying to look at what some of the Donald Trump supporters, more conservative than average GOP voters. I think a lot of people are going to be surprised at how Trump is going to pivot on a lot of issues, but he needs good advisors. Trump is kind of like makes bombastic statements of things he can't do. So other statements, things of his basic principles, it's good he's going to put a list of possible candidates for the Supreme Court. He probably should put a list of his cabinet. What I'm concerned about, and I talked about this yesterday with Joel Skousen, is that if he allows Chris Christie to arrange everybody, because Christie is an insider, he may have a lot of people stacked in the government that are actually parts of the insider Washington, D.C. core, and also are globalists. So we got to be careful about that. The other area that's going on is the American government is extremely wasteful. The taxes that are collected this year is to set a record at I think it's $1,651,000,000. It's a lot. I mean, look at the numbers. It's so hard to see all these zeros. It's like, it's a lot of money. I think it's like $1,914,651,000,000 in taxes already collected through April. That's a lot. A lot of money. Pretty amazing. I saw an interview with the so-called mayor of London, this Muslim character, Khan, and they should call him a con artist. He supported the most radical Islamic cleric in England. In fact, he's banned. He can't even come back to England because he's so radical. When he makes threats to Donald Trump that, you know, criticizing Islam and lumping them all together is dangerous and it'll increase the chances of attacks. That's a threat, okay? Let's face it. The fact is that there's Islam light and there's Islam. Islam is still Islam. And once it gets powerful enough, it takes and starts to enforce Sharia law. It starts to do all the things that Islam does. It's a political system. That's why we have experts like Bill, and his political Islam. Because people should understand that that Islam follows the rules of the Hadith and the Shara, and if you do that and are a good Muslim, you're going to do all the same things that Muhammad did. Islam is dangerous. We should not be allowing Muslims into this country at all. Whether they're vetted or not, I think it's dangerous. And I think people will find out the hard way what's happening in Europe is they want to do here with open borders. And the latest announcements by John Kerry at a commencement speech at a university here in America was that we should have a borderless country. It's ridiculous. If you don't have a border, you do not have a country. So let's face that. The next thing I think we're seeing is a lot of mental illness that's displayed in public. For example, there's the latest book by Caitlyn Jenner, "Experience Sex Change Regret." A lot of these people basically are mentally ill, and we collaborate. I say there's male and female sexes, and there's a lot of mental illness, a lot of toxicological effects in the brain, and there's a lot of cultural pollution that's disturbing people, but basically it's perversions. And because they are trying to confuse children and saying here in California that if you're 4 years of age, you can decide your probable sexual orientation is an obscene thing to do, and to disturb children's normal development is a form of assault. And we're going to talk about this next week with Joel Skousen. I'll get him back on the program because it's a major part of his Friday newsletter coming up this week. If you want to get a copy, you just contact editor at worldaffairsbrief.com, because we talked about this yesterday on the program on Wednesday, that the LGBT agenda is to actually homogenize society so there is no sex. There's just kind of this gray cloud of possible sexual orientation, and that there really are no sexes. That's what they're trying to get rid of. They want to get rid of the two sexes so that basically no one is a sex. They're just a combination of biological appearance and orientation that really means no one is a male or a female. Believe it or not, that's their goal. And the goal of the globalists is to do that because they want to create a drone class of people, and eventually they want to have outlawed wild reproduction. And if they need individuals, they create them in a laboratory or clone them. And if you think this is not possible, you're delusional and you're uninformed about the biological possibilities. We can even do a punch biopsy of your skin, make a sperm and egg, and actually create a human being de novo without any sexual activities whatsoever in a laboratory. And we are capable of growing fetuses in artificial uteri right up to term. So when you think that's not possible, you're just not informed. And that's disturbing, because you're not going to hear this in the news, that this is the eventual goal of the globalists. This is why the sexual orientation is tied directly to population control and these other issues. I'd like to touch on some of the other things that are happening. One of my other favorite sites is news.google.com. There's a number of them, but this one, particularly if you tab it to the specific issues. And the Fort McMurray fire, by the way, prompts economists to trim the outlook for this year. It's seriously affecting economic growth in Canada. The Zika virus is still causing problems. It can affect up to 2 billion people. Mice can get birth defects from it as well. It's going to seriously affect the Rio Olympics and the Paralympic Games. The current approach with an RNA virus that can evade normal immunological detection is not going to work. They have to use other techniques other than simply trying to create a vaccine. It's not going to work for the Zika virus. And it turns out some places the mosquitoes aren't carrying Zika virus yet, but to me, other mosquito types in America may carry it even into the far north. So to assume that that's not going to happen. On health issues, I want to touch on some of these now. The U.S. House of Fed should probe dangers of opioid meds. The problem is the government, and same with the regulatory state licensing authorities, are out of their mind. Firstly, a large number of people that have chronic pain syndromes will commit suicide. 1 in 20 diabetics will develop suicide-level pain in their lifetime, usually peripheral neuropathy, and the current drugs are useless. Only about 25 to 30% of people qualify for a spinal pump or stimulator to actually help their pain syndrome, and it usually helps for about 2 years. If it helps partially for 2 years, and then it doesn't. If you do too many spinal injections to leave the pump in too long, you can get what's called an arachnoiditis and cause a very serious neurological syndrome. pain syndromes are not being treated properly. And using the first thing is pain generation occurs in the deep tissues of the body from the periosteum of the bone to the Glisson's capsule of the liver. They're all projected to the skin. The skin is the primary pain gate. The secondary is the dorsal root ganglion. And I'm writing up a book explaining my theory about pain and a lot of research over 35 years because the current model that the doctors and the anesthesiologists use is so wrong-headed and it doesn't work. And for them to go after doctors or, again, this is part of the problem when people are on opioid medications, which they get dependent on, they transition to heroin, they get addicted, and they keep on taking higher and higher dosages until, and the danger comes if they stop it abruptly and then go back to taking the dosage that they took before, that they habituated, and that dosage is now lethal. So in other words, if you're taking X amount of drug after you build up gradually over a couple of years, and then you stop for a few weeks or months because you've been, you know, caught by the police, and then when you go back and break your drug silence and start taking the drugs again at the dosage will then be lethal. And this is where how people get in trouble. What needs to happen is that people that have chronic pain syndromes need to be brought into comprehensive brain centers and need to be treated as an inpatient. Everybody also that's on these drugs needs to be monitored with urine drug tests to make sure they're not taking other drugs, because a lot of people that are taking opioids are also taking things like benzoylligonine, which shows up if they're taking cocaine or marijuana or alcohol or other things, and it amplifies the danger of getting into trouble. Let's see. The anti-abortion laws don't reduce the abortion rate. A new study finds, well, no wonder. There's too many avenues for people to get abortions. They don't, what they should do, and this does reduce abortions, is to have the woman see a ultrasound of the baby. It's not a lump of tissue. It's separate genetically from you. It's not part of your body. And people need to realize when women get an abortion, they increase the risk of breast cancer and other uterine cancers. They increase the social problems of lack of bonding with their baby and their husband family, which causes more divorce rates and more broken families and violence. And it increases the chances of birth defects in the children subsequently if they've had an abortion. So, not a good situation. The UN is warning about urban pollution, and of course it's increasing a lot in the poorer countries, and also the heavy industrial countries like China. Interesting, there's another research study that shows acetaminophen dulls your pain, but it also dulls your empathy, so it actually can cut your empathy toward other people, and et cetera. It's interesting. Foods that lower your breast cancer risk, the ones I recommend are supplements are the Meligna Block, which is the sulforaphane glycosinolate, elagic acid from the Terminella tubulia, and minoquinone 7, full vitamin K2, combined with Power C Plus, or salt of sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, ascorbate. Makes a huge difference. OSHA requires employees to publicly disclose workers' injury and illness. The problem I see is a lot of right-to-work states like Colorado, where these are obscene, and the Work Comp Board works directly with industry to make sure people are unfit for duty or sent back anyway. And if they get seriously injured, a lot of time they lose their benefits. So, this is another crazy statement that they've made, is unvaccinated kids lead to a 57% spike in Michigan chickenpox cases. What we used to have is called chickenpox parties where kids, and once you have it, you can't get chickenpox. It's a better way of ensuring that you're going to control the situation. What I tell people is the best way is just to have your kid taking Alamax every day in their food. They're not going to get ear infections or herpes zoster. So they don't need to go to chicken park party or take vaccines because they're not effective. Let's see. Amgen and Regeneron Pharmaceuticals may see a PCSK9 sales going forward. These big drug companies are a large part of the problem of why we have no solutions to the healthcare issues, because the business is too big, the lobbies are too strong, and Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals. And when we look at other diseases, too, they don't want solutions to things like Alzheimer's disease. We have nutraceuticals already that can fix it. and prevent S100 protein aggregates in the brain, neuron cell dropout, and dysmyelination of the brain tissue and loss of neurotransmitters. So the same kind of BOF syndrome that can cause Alzheimer's in an adult will cause loss of function in a child that will develop attention deficit hyperactivity disorder or a form of autism. So they have newer tests now, including eye scans, that will determine if someone is getting early signs of Alzheimer's. I think that what people should understand is that brain inflammation is increasing because of heavy metal extended vaccines, genetically modified food, mineral deficiencies, Wi-Fi networks that increase stress on cells, including brain tissue. It's a non-thermal effect. Radio toxins, so there's a whole range of things that are increasing brain cell stress. And all of these increase the levels of likelihood of brain cell dropout and neurofibrillar tangles. So it gives you an idea of what's happening there. Let's look at the some of the latest issues on the vaccines. And, of course, they're constantly pushing them. They're trying to push mandatory flu shots tied to surge in health worker vaccinations. Firstly, the flu shot never works because it's never the right strain. Number two, it's always laced with heavy metal toxins. Number three, it actually increases your risk of getting the flu. There's a study that was done and presented to the Canadian Parliament with actual immunologists 5 years ago that proved if you got the vaccine, you had twice the risk of getting the flu. So when people want to push vaccines, all it does is make antibodies against the, I call it condiments, like A1 sauce for the bacteria and ketchup. What you need is activated T lymphocytes that can seek and destroy the pathogen with single oxygen and destroy it with the technologies that the cells have, but they have to seek and find it. And the big problem is we don't have activated T lymphocytes or clone that on re-exposure to the pathogens will have a massive increase in number. So that's a major problem, and our current technology is still pushing vaccines. It's a huge industry. They make a lot of money on it. And, of course, even more per capita than even, quote, drug companies. The only vaccines that I think are somewhat useful are the tetanus shot, the Prevnar. I don't think the flu shot's useful. And you have to be careful even of the tetanus shot because the World Health Organization tainted it to cause sterility with human chorionic and adiotropin to cause antibodies. So when they gave the vaccines to Kenyan women recently, they got caught by the Kenyan Doctors Association and tested it for chromatography and found it had human chorionic and adiotropin to make them develop antibodies against their own placenta and would cause sterility. So the one of the other vaccines that may be helpful is the rabies vaccine in animals. There seems to be some benefit there, but most of the vaccines are really pretty useless. And to be honest with you, the better thing is to taking antipathogenics. Like if you give your dog Allicin med, they won't get bitten by ticks or mosquitoes. If you're a person and you don't want to get the Lyme, Zika virus, or Zika virus, you want to be taking Allicin med every day. And the biting insects will not even bite you. So it makes a big difference. let's look at some of the other issues that are happening in our world. Let's see. U.S. immigration is a major area. There's a major wave, by the way, of new immigrants coming across the border there now since Donald Trump has got his nomination pretty well clinched. And what we have is we have a situation where we need a lot more than just a wall. We need to cut out the evil segments of the CIA and the FBI that are actually bringing in the illegal drugs along with the Department of Justice. We need to do a lot of things to control the distribution to the inner cities. It's destroying black and inner city poor people of all colors. And we need to face the fact that we have a very corrupt country, from the district or criminals in Washington, D.C., to the corrupt governors across the country that support an agenda that actually destroys people and property. We'll be back in a moment. 800-813-9443 is a call-in number.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants. and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time, so you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, L-A-N-D-H-O.tv. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, L-A-N-D-H-O.tv right now.
Health in America is becoming a top priority. Or maybe I should say, good health in the world is becoming a top priority. Maintaining a healthy body can be challenging. How about letting Life Change Tea help you? Our tea, you make, you drink, and you benefit. Our unique blend of 8 different herbs helps you maintain good digestion, a healthy colon, and detoxes harmful toxins and parasites out of your body. And you know what? It tastes great! If you're wanting a change, a life change when it comes to health, log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. When you log on to our mobile-friendly website, you can read all the numerous testimonies of how Life Change Tea has helped so many people. We carry many, many beneficial products that help your health and keep you on track. GetTheTea.com. Kind of gets in your head, doesn't it? GetTheTea.com.
Got into the issue of immigration, which I think is a big one. I wrote an article, which is posted up in a video on Vimeo, as well as live stream on immigration, and an article. It's also posted over at Republic Broadcasting as well. exclusive. U.S. plans new wave of immigrant deportation raids. They've now released information that 20,000 criminal immigrants in 2005 were re-released. Isn't that crazy? No wonder we don't have Kate's Law, which would mean we imprison these people that are here and here doing felonies, and we send them to their home country to go to prison. We fly them there with guards, etc., to make sure they don't get across the border and come back. They put them in their home country, whether it's Central America, Nicaragua, etc. If they don't have a place to put them, we put them in our prisons. And this needs to start, because with the wall, that's going to go to a trickle. We also need to have our ports of entry and our ports, airports, and along also the borders. And they're even bringing in drugs and submarines along the California coast. We need to be aware that many people are entering by all kinds of alternate routes and overseeing their visas, etc. The immigration law should be streamlined to get people in here that need to be here at much reduced cost, but we also need to have cultural immigration from our cultural countries where that founded America. And it should supersede what's called qualification immigration that brings in people from foreign countries like China and elsewhere, so the entire culture changes over a period of a few decades, so it's no longer America anymore. And that's very likely going to happen, especially to Europe, where the leftists have had such control for such a long time. They've destroyed their countries, and the people are rising up, but it's a little late. So that's an interesting phenomena there. on American news, we have what's going on. It says, what's killing white, middle-aged American women? And death rates are falling for a year for everyone, but over the past few years, data has been accumulating, which suggests that this trend has stopped for poorly educated white Americans. Now, what's going on is they're not eating properly, they're under higher stress, and we're seeing that especially in white middle-aged males over 40 to 65 plus, that they're committing suicide at 4 to 5 times higher rates than they did previously. So this is not surprising that 94 million Americans are without work. They're not reflected in the unemployment rolls as well. ISIS immigration is on a decline. The FBI is saying it's only down from six per week down to, per day, down to one. So that's pretty significant. I think it should be zero. The fact that Americans think it's a good idea to fight in a foreign country against America and the West and to kill Christians and behead them and so on is pretty obscene, but they're being radicalized inside mosques. We need to have officers inside all the imams listening in Arabic, and if the imam says anything that suggests that anything radical, they need to be immediately arrested and deported to their home country and not allowed back in the country. And that would solve the de-radicalization issue. And I think there's a lot of moderate Muslims that are living in the country would like their imams to gradually change the religion so that the American version of Islam gets rid of a lot of the garbage in Islam that radicalizes and thinks it's okay to impose Sharia law that supersedes the American Constitution. That's a long list, but I think, honestly, we've got a problem that's occurred because of our leftist leaning for many years. And now we have, I think, almost 10 million Muslims in America, which is a big problem because a lot of the radicals are highly qualified Muslims, like engineers, that like Amr al-Awlaki, that actually do a lot of terror and trauma and even recruit doctors like this doctor that did a lot of trauma at Fort Hood, Texas. So people need to become aware of that. The latest terror drills... terror drills occurring around the world, like in Manchester, England. There's also terror drills going on in other places in Britain. It says, will ISIS strike Britain today? Sterling theory suggests UK terror attack is imminent. Well, you know, what do they expect? I mean, when a high percentage of the extreme Islam are living right inside Britain and they're actually British citizens, why are they surprised that it's going to happen? And they'll just apologize the fact that they're killed British citizens the same here in America by Obama. He wants this so we can have a domestic security bill that'll take away the last of our rights. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned, and it's call-in time, 800-313-9443. Back in just a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-LANDHO1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at LANDHO.TV. LANDHO.TV right now.
Welcome back. It's Open Lines on any topic at 800-313-9443. Federal judge rules Obamacare is funded unconstitutionally. Wow. I expect that, and I know that Donald Trump will get in. He will dismantle Hillary Clinton. In all the states where she's supposedly leading on foreign policy, he will, as I say, he will politically eviscerate her. And that's what she has coming to her. And she is a very weak candidate. Donald Trump will take her on. And I don't believe also if Joe Biden thinks he's going to bring on his team to try to take on Donald Trump, it's going to be a joke. Joe Biden's another grinning version of Obama, and Warren, of course, is a vice presidential candidate. Again, it's so far left, it's ridiculous. Now, I want to talk about this federal judge, and to say, the federal judge ruled for a House of Republicans on Thursday in their suit against the Obamacare, President Obama, and declared the administration is unconstitutionally spending money to reimburse health insurers without obtaining an appropriate form appropriation from Congress. Judge ruling through a setback for the administration was put on hold immediately and stands a good chance of being overturned on appeal. Wow. So the administration put a setback for the administration was put on hold immediately. So in other words, they're going to try to see if they can overturn it. 38-page opinion highlights the repeated complaint from the Republicans that Obama and his administration have ignored constitutional limits on their authority. The Constitution says no money shall be drawn from the Treasury but in consequence of appropriations made by law, said Judge Rosemary Colver. Collier, yet the administration has continued to pay billions to insurers for their extra costs of providing coverage for low-income Americans, paying out Section 1402 reimbursement without an appropriation thus violates the Constitution, she wrote. Congress is only source for such an appropriation, and no public money can be spent without one. Good. Yeah, the power of the purse is in the hands of the Congress. And what we have is, of course, Obama trying to accumulate the presidential and imperial powers, which he doesn't have, which is why Obamacare, in a sense, is almost like they handed it over to these battalions of attorneys, but it really is in a form of executive action. And they could have done something much better to make health care affordable, but they didn't. So 86% of people can't even afford the copays, and the premiums are going through the ceiling. So it's killing the industries because you can't get more than 50 employees or you're going to end up with major costs or fines. So it's a mess. And, of course, this is the kind of thing that they can't defend over and over again for Obama. There's a Texas ranch owner, 40 illegals crossing at a time. They're laughing at our laws. They're laughing at us. 200 dropped off at the McAllen shelter each day. Feds opened border to 4,000 Cuban security interview last just an hour. Agents directed not to issue notice to appear at deportation hearings. People crossing Canadian border on snowmobiles and ATV. There are radicalized groups. Woody Allen responds to Ronan Farrow's sex abuse essay. Wow. So what's going on is we're getting massive immigration across America with extreme Islamic groups and open borders both in the northern Canadian border where there's 52 crossing points that could have more radical connections. So I see a ridiculous situation right now that is going to result in major terror, and I expect it to happen before the election day. Now, especially that Donald Trump, the only thing he could try to do is assassinate, but he has body armor on and a very good security force besides the one provided by the government, the secret police. And I think that it's very unlikely they're going to be able to assassinate Trump, so they're going to try to destroy the ability to have an election by having domestic terrorism. So that's my opinion. So again, the number to call in if you're interested in making a statement on this or other issues, 800-313-9443. The next major issue that I think we need to touch on is about Brazil's Rousseff to fight on after Senate vote to suspend her. So Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff vowed on Thursday she would fight to prove her innocence after the Senate voted to put her on trial for breaking budget laws, a historic decision fueled by deep recession and a sprawling corruption. So this is obviously a color revolution trying to remove Rousseff. And, of course, we know all politicians have some degree of corruption, but this is not related to corruption. This is a change because they're attacking the BRICS nations, and this is very significant. Let's see. Debris near the South Africa, likely from the Malaysian airliner. So French police officers carry a piece of debris from the plane found on Reunion Island last July. It was the first trace of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 that disappeared 2 years ago. Wow. Landing near South Africa. That's amazing. Probably floated across the ocean. Let's see. Iran declines to take part in the Hajj over dispute with Saudis. And the Hajj is where the Muslims come down to Mecca and Medina, and they do the Hajj. Iran is not sending pilgrims to Saudi Arabia this year for the annual Hajj, Iranian officials said Thursday. So what I think is this war between Iran and Saudi Arabia is heating up tremendously, and as we arm the so-called Syrian Free Army, the al-Nusra, ISIS and ISIL, and the Turks to attack Russia and the Peshmerga forces, we increase the chances of a major, not only missile attack, but a major air attack by Iran against Saudi Arabia. It's going to get very ugly before it gets catastrophic. And it could be this year. It may be the thing that will precipitate a peace treaty to restabilize a very unstable part of the world now. And in some ways, they need to cause enough instability that it literally chokes off the oil supply so the price of oil stays up. Because if the oil price stays low, the derivatives market is likely to collapse. So we're running this thing where without a Middle Eastern war, it's likely the economy will collapse, or at least a danger one, to keep the oil supply choked off. Pope Francis is studying, commissioned to study female deacons in the Catholic Church. Come on, they're not going to do anything. We have to understand what is going on there. Italy is now approving same-sex civil unions. Again, all of these countries are going down the same pathway. Now, the South China Sea, of course, is still being disputed. This critical American ally is struggling with China's South Sea moves there. The Pentagon ordered the USS William P. Lawrence, a guided missile destroyer, to sail within 12 nautical miles of the land feature China has constructed on a fiery cross reef in the South China Sea. But what's going on is that they're trying to move into territory near the Philippines because there's oil there. There's lots of oil rigs, so they're trying to say claim the territory so they get the under-oceanic oil because it's very close to their industry and there's large amounts of oil there. The danger is the kind of oil drilling they do there. The same thing is triggering off earthquakes in Oklahoma and it triggered off the Aceh, Indonesia superquake. And this quake could create another tsunami like the one that happened off to Aceh about 5 years ago. This USS sails a warship near an island in South China Sea challenging Chinese claims. Yeah, and they're putting bombers in the air. So there's a lot of saber-rattling going on right now here. Russia's South China Sea conundrum. The Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov held a joint press conference in Beijing during the which they strongly opposed the deployment of THAAD anti-missile defense system in South Korea by the United States. Well, the theater air defense system, I became very aware of it in 1994 because I got security clearance to be a doctor for U.S. Space Command Strategic Defense Star Wars. The theater air defense is a missile to hit a missile with a titanium alloyed missile. It doesn't have a nuclear warhead or anything like that. It's just to destroy it by hitting it. The next is a plasma interferometry field to disrupt the guidance systems. And finally, particle beam death rays, which are they don't have enough built, but if they did, this would be the final thing that would kill any missile coming in because it hits it at the speed of light. And it would be able to hit multiple missiles coming in. So if they ringed the United States from the sea, it would be extremely unlikely for any missile to be able to hit any target in the United States. So they can saber rattle all they want. The other thing is that as we build weapon systems and neutralize their ability to strike us, it sets these other nations back that they have to deal with on an economic and other footing, because what's happening is China continues to manipulate. As Joel Skousen says, China and Russia are not our friends. They are competitors, and their plans in the long run is to have their version of the New World Order where they take over the 21st century. The China-Pakistan Economic Corridor is a PRC, Economic Energy Security Gambit, but a definite danger. Apparently, in the Asian Times, it looks like Pakistan is trying to make a deal with China. And, of course, this could create some big problems in the area there as well. So we need to be aware of that. They're going to do a combat drill in China. This was announced last week. So they're doing one in South China Sea. And Russia and China in agreement on North Korea and the South China Sea, denouncing what they see as an outside interference in the South China Sea and Korean Peninsula. The foreign ministers of Russia and China voiced mutual support Friday as they seek to counter the influence of Washington and its allies. Yeah, well, you need customers, China, if you continue to saber rattle and say you're not going to exchange the yuan for the dollar. Your economy will collapse and you'll have an internal revolution. That is coming. And if people think it isn't coming, they're not paying attention because the Chinese, half of their loans are shark loans. I'll touch on some of the things that are coming up in items here that Tim prepared for yesterday on the 11th. The collapse of the EU, return to national sovereignty and to happy Europeans. The European Union were to collapse tomorrow, and any day soon for that matter, Europeans would dance in the streets. The EU has become a sheer pothole of fear and terror. Economic sanctions, punishment, mounting militarism, and the abolition of civil rights for most Europeans. A group of unelected technocrats representing 28 countries, many of them unfit to serve in their own country's political system, but connected well enough to get a plum job in Brussels, are deciding the future of Europe in small groups, and often in secret chambers they decide the future of Europe. Well, that's going to end shortly. FBI director holds a closed session with reporters on Hillary Clinton's investigation. I think Hillary's going to get indicted. If Obama basically pardons her, he should be impeached immediately. and, of course, who promoted Private Paul Ryan? I guess this is funny. Ryan, congressman from Wisconsin, he never won a statewide election. As a number two on Mitt Romney's ticket, he got waxed by Joe Biden. He was a co-sponsor, a compromise choice of speaker only after John Bonner went into the Brer Rabbit zippity-doo-dah routine. Who made Ryan the conscience of conservatives? Who made Ryan keeper of the keys of true republicanism? And, of course, Ryan sides with a lot of the policies that have gotten us a lot of trouble. So Ryan has a lot of explaining to do. And the sit-down meeting that's going to happen today with Trump is going to be interesting. I'll be watching and commenting on it tomorrow for the tomorrow show on Friday, the 13th, which is interesting. We'll have John Moore, by the way, on the first hour of the show. He is in the same time zone, so he's in the CS middle time zone, central time zone, so we shouldn't miss him. France's socialist government is facing no confidence vote on Thursday after it bypassed Parliament and rammed through a labor reform bill that has sparked 2 months of massive street protests. So a lot of the European countries are teetering on economic collapse, and many of them are bailing in money in their banks as they become more and more out of control. Prime Minister Cameron is totally demented for saying that Brexit could start World War III. This is the exit of the British from the European Union, ramping up the war, words for the EU debate. The former mayor of London accused the PM of scaremongering by suggesting leaving Europe would plunge the continent into war, which is not true. There's a link to a Hillary Clinton, a true story of sex, drugs, and murder. We know that she is a harasser of all the women who are abused and sexually assaulted by Bill Clinton. She's a cocaine user. And, of course, there's very strong ties that she has been involved with the death of Vince Foster and others. We call it Foster Side or Arkanside. She's a very dangerous, psychopathic person. Half of Bernie's voters would actually vote for Trump over Hillary. That's interesting. At least 60% chance that hidden criminal elite that will dump Hillary by a criminal indictment and then replace her with Joe Biden. She is simply not electable if she runs against a real candidate. Well, I don't think that Joe Biden is going to do anything against Trump. He's ridiculous. He's just another torch carrier of Obama. And Fox News admitted, of course, that half of Bernie Sanders supporters would vote for Donald Trump in an actual independent poll. News exit poll done in West Virginia. So that's pretty significant, of course, especially after her comments about getting rid of coal miners' jobs and their companies. Illegally, Muslim children burn the German flag while demanding entry into Germany. Wow. So Muslim children, aided by leftist sympathizers, burn the German flag at the Greek-Macedonian border and held a symbolic coffin symbolizing the death of EU's humanity. An absurd PR stunt for the Sharia-compliant European media, the little invaders ironically demanded entry into the EU, apparently ignorant that Greece is part of the EU. They already are there. The BRICS nations, of course. Brazil's Senate is to vote on impeachment for Rousseff, and of course they've done that now. Six China Navy ships are in war drills in the South China Sea. And they're saber-rattling, they're getting ready for a war with us. If China goes to a conventional war with us, we have level 10 weapons that we can haul out. Without firing one missile or one bullet can kill everyone in China within minutes without firing a missile or using nuclear weapons. So, if you're listening in China, you need to be aware you're taking on an enemy that, if we have a proper president and leader, one button push and you cease to exist. And you need to understand that we have weapons centuries ahead of anything on Earth. And you're trying to fight a war with technology of the 20th century against the 21st century, or maybe 22nd century superpower. And it's not really how many ships we have or how many airplanes we have. It's technology that goes way beyond that. Elites keep pushing for the cashless agenda. A few steps at a time, the mark of the beast fight out of the Bible. It is coming. Yes. When we come back, the last segment before we bring on the Tim, and hopefully we'll track down Chris Harris at the bottom of the hour, our nuclear safety expert. Your questions are appropriate, but it's going to be on geopolitical issues only when we return at the top of the hour. Any topic at all right now for the next few minutes?
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
And welcome back, and we've tracked down Tim Alexander, who came on a few minutes early. We have so much material to cover, Tim. Let's start with the uploads from yesterday on your blog, yourbusiness.blogspot.com, with one S, by the way, for business. What are the key stories that you're following?
Oh, there were quite a few. Let me scroll down here, and we'll just start from the top and work our way down here. The collapse of the EU, return to natural sovereignty. The European Union was a scam organized by the global banking cartel, in particular the Rothschilds. They have now gotten to a point where And by the way, even though they have elected European Parliament, that parliament has very little power. The real power, and this is something I studied as a political science major many years ago, the real power in the EU is held by unelected technocrats and bureaucrats. And it's manipulated behind the scenes by the global banksters.
By the way, they sit in the tower in Brussels. All these people are in Brussels, these technocrats. And the building is actually designed and shaped like the incomplete Tower of Babel, believe it or not. And you know the history of that too, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's quite disturbing.
You know, it's a bankster created nightmare, and the people are to give an example, they're telling countries like Hungary and Austria and so forth, and Poland, that we are going to mandate that you take several tens of thousands of so-called refugees from North right. Africa and Arabia, all these Muslims, mostly young Muslim men of military age, who proceed to rape the local women and terrorize everybody. And if you don't, for everyone you don't take in the allotment that we say you will have to take, we're going to charge you, I think it's like equivalent of a quarter of a million dollars.
Yeah.
And that's a bit much, even for many of their bought and paid for politicians. The president of Hungary has told them to go to hell. The Poles just finished telling them that. And Austria seems to be kind of in the same venue. And these countries are waking up and saying, hold it. They're going to change the entire makeup of our country. We're Hungarians. The president of Hungary said, you know, these people aren't from here. They don't speak our language. They're in a different religion group, different racial group. They have nothing to do with our lands that our people have lived on for thousands of years. And why do we have to take tens of thousands of these people that hate our religion, hate our culture, and want to rape our women?
Right.
And
they're wising up, aren't they?
Yes, they are. But the globalists are well into their end time game, their end game to implement the new world order.
Exactly.
It makes a very dangerous time for you.
It does indeed. We'll be back in a couple minutes, Tim, with the hour number three coming up, and lots of very important issues. If you have a geopolitical question, call our board op Dan and tell him 800-313-9443. We'll be back in a moment with The Tim. It is geopolitical military analyst of world events in just a moment.
Freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote Liberty Media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.